T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in John Cohen this morning. He's a former counterterrorism coordinator at the Department of Homeland Security. John, I know you've been following this morning, also following the attack in New Zealand that has claimed 50 lives. Let's start with the Netherlands. Read between the lines here. What do you think is going on right now?
Well, it's too early to tell. I mean, Dutch, you know, because of the threat environment that Europe is in, the threat environment in the United States and Canada, any type of act like this, they're immediately going to assume it's terror until it's not. So investigators, first and foremost, are going to be seeking to locate the individual to stop the immediate threat. And then they'll get into investigating exactly what the motive was behind the attack.
You know, the question will come up so often, if there's one of these instances after another similar instance, this idea of a copycat attack. Is that proven to be a real thing and a real concern for law enforcement around the country, that idea of copycats?
Well, the threat environment we're facing in Europe and the United States and other parts of the West is actually a lot different than it was, say, even 10, 15 years ago. So much of what is happening today is being fueled by what disaffected, mentally unwell, violence-prone individuals are seeing on social media and the Internet. So law enforcement, you know, is increasingly aware that the people who are planning the next attack will look at what's online about past attacks. So there is real concern that when we have a high visibility attack like we did in New Zealand, that may serve to as an inspiration to other would-be attackers. So there's always, in the period of time following one major high-profile attack, law enforcement is typically aware or on guard for a follow-on.
All right. Is it come to as any surprise to you that these attacks are occurring in countries like New Zealand or the Netherlands, where there are lax gun laws?
No, I mean, the driving factor, I mean, from my perspective, as a law enforcement and homeland security person, I mean, attackers will find weapons. So lax gun laws, strong gun laws, sometimes that's relevant, sometimes it's not. What really concerns me is the lack of awareness that policymakers have in various countries across the world in just how the threat has evolved. It's much more of a decentralized threat. It's not based on people joining organizations. It has much more to do with the behavioral characteristics of individuals. It's influenced heavily by not only what is found on social media and the Internet, but what is being said by elected officials. So it's a very dynamic, it's very troubling, quite frankly, from a law enforcement perspective, because it's a very different issue than what we've had to address in the past. And in many respects, it's more complicated.
A lot of renewed calls now for extra funding for the Department of Homeland Security, other counterterrorism measures. What exactly can more funding do? What could these agencies do with more money?
Well, it's money and focus. Over the past 2.5 years, the Department of Homeland Security sort of has gone a little bit backwards and almost exclusively has focused on the threat posed by individuals who come to the U.S. from abroad who may represent a threat. What we've seen over the last 5 years, however, is that the primary threat to the United States comes from people who are here, people who become inspired or self-connect with some extremist cause based on what they view online. They then go out and commit an attack on behalf of an ideological cause, but independent of any terrorist or extremist group. There was a lot of progress that was being made in dealing with that threat. The department has focused on other priorities. So hopefully these renewed calls or these calls that we heard over the weekend will serve to have the policymakers or the leadership of DHS focus a little bit differently than they have been on the past couple of years.
All right. John Cohen is a terrorism consultant, former counterterrorism coordinator for the Department of Homeland Security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.